Good morning, culinary adventurers. It's Ben Harper here from Simple Recipe Box, ready to guide you through another delectable journey in the kitchen. Today, we're embracing the charm of the countryside with a dish that's perfect for any morning, the First Watch Farmhouse Hash. So, grab your skillet because we're about to dive into a recipe that transforms your breakfast into a gourmet experience. Imagine starting your day with a plate of golden, crispy potatoes mixed with savory meats, fresh veggies, and topped with a perfectly cooked egg. That's the promise of the farmhouse hash we're exploring today. It's hearty, it's comforting, and yes, it's deliciously satisfying. Let's start with what you'll need. For this rustic delight, grab some fresh Yukon Gold or red potatoes, high-quality eggs, onions, bell peppers, smoked paprika, fresh herbs like thyme or rosemary, and your choice of meat, smoked sausage, bacon, or ham. And don't forget the sharp cheddar cheese and a bit of olive oil or butter for cooking. Now, before you start, here's a pro tip. Prep your veggies and meats the night before. This not only saves time in the morning, but also ensures everything cooks evenly. Ready to cook? Heat your skillet over medium-high heat. Begin by browning your chosen meats until they're crisply irresistible. Next, add the veggies, stirring until they start to soften. Sprinkle in your seasonings and let the magic happen. The key here is patience. Allow the hash to sit undisturbed for a few minutes to let the bottom crisp up beautifully. While it cooks, let's chat about the versatility of this dish. Farmhouse hash welcomes improvisation. Got a favorite veggie or spice not listed? Throw it in. It's all about making this dish your own. Once your hash has achieved that perfect crispness, it's time to serve. This dish is best enjoyed hot from the skillet, making it a fantastic centerpiece for your breakfast table. Pair it with some fresh fruit or a side of eggs for a complete meal. And if you're wondering about leftovers, they store beautifully. Just cool the hash down, pop it into an airtight container, and it'll keep in your fridge for a couple of days. Reheat it in a pan over medium heat to bring back that crispness, avoiding the microwave to keep the texture just right. There you have it, folks. Mastering the farmhouse hash is as simple as it is delightful. Whether you're a seasoned chef or just starting out, this dish is sure to bring a smile to your face and warmth to your morning. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I'm Ben Harper, and I hope today's episode inspires you to create, enjoy, and share this comforting culinary masterpiece. Until next time, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep making each meal memorable. Closing music fades out.